One man.
Greetings once again, retro game music fans, and welcome to the fourth installment of
One Man.
This show is dedicated to the mighty Last Ninja saga. The intro track you just heard was by Machine Supremacy, part of their Sidology 2 Trinity track. And next up is my old chum Fixoid, with a very nice remix of the Wastelands loading theme from Last Ninja 1 on the Commodore 64. This mix is called Armakuni's Journey.
We'll be right back.
beautiful stuff from Feekzoid there. And now we have some real Sid, which was requested by my old mate, Chappers. This is the Street in-game theme from the Commodore 64 version of Last Ninja 2. Okay, I thought I'd better end that one there, as the original tune runs for about 2.5 hours. Now we return to The Last Ninja 1, for a remix by some guys who haven't done anything for a while, because they're dead. It's the brilliant Dead Guys, with their big beatnik version of the Wilderness theme. Yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. Okay, Last Ninja 3. Looked great, sounded great, played like poo, but we love it anyway. Here's a fantastic version of the Commodore 64 intro theme, remixed by Stefan Pois, and this was requested by L-Man. Enjoy! The Last Ninja 3 intro tune there. Originally composed on the Commodore 64 by Hein O'Hara. This next tune was produced for a remake of The Last Ninja, which you can download from the excellent Last Ninja archive site, lastninja.lemon64.com. It's called The Last Ninja Engine and features a really nice tune, which sounds something like this. Now here's a treat recorded from the Commodore Amiga. It's from the Last Ninja Remix, which is actually a great conversion of Last Ninja 1, rather than Last Ninja 2. The Amiga already had a version of Last Ninja 2, which was shite, and had music which was not good. Last Ninja Remix, on the other hand, had fantastic music produced by Jochen Hippel. If you like that tune, you'd be glad to hear all the Amiga Last Ninja remix tunes are featured on the Last Ninja Music CDs, which are now available from binaryzone.org in the Retro CD section. Okay, now it's time for a remix of a Last Ninja tune from the Commodore 64. Here we have the QSO mix of Last Ninja 3 by Serdan, and this is another one that was requested by L-Man. Here it comes! Another request now. My mate Andy Roberts apparently likes to pretend to be a ninja by running around wielding a smashed curtain pole. And he also likes the Wildernest beat mix of the Last Ninja Wastelands theme that was produced by Between Zone. So here it is! We'll be right back. nice squidgy mix of Last Ninja there. Now it's time for a bit of a curio. Last Ninja was also released on the Nintendo NES. But even though it was called The Last Ninja, it was actually a conversion of Last Ninja 2. Here's the music from the final battle level. Cop this. And now here we have a belting remix of the Palace Gardens Loader from Last Ninja 1. This was remixed by Tonka and was almost rejected from RKO for being just a Sid tune with drums. But funnily enough, there's absolutely no Sid at all in this remix. Tonka completely recreated the Sid part of the tune, so you aren't actually hearing the Commodore 64 version at all. Blimey! This one goes out to Dan the Man with a plan to drive his van, visit his gran, or something. some fantastic ninja ass kickery from Tonka there. Time for some more music from the mighty Commodore Amiga. Coming up is the level 1 in-game theme from Last Ninja 3. Listen out for a nice little homage to the original Commodore 64 Wastelands tune in it. Shadowhunter wanted to hear Glyn R. Brown's rousing Last Ninja 2001 remix. And I know my mate Retro Ridge also likes this, so it goes out to him too. And I promise not to wreck the tune with lots of
Kimmer!
Thank you.
yourself without understanding your enemy only gives you half a chance of victory. There are many more skills to master, but you have taken your first step.
Great remix from Glyn R. Brown there. And now here's another excellent Last Ninja remix. This one kind of lost its way onto RKO, so it's not available from there yet. It must have fallen in one of those bloody Last Ninja swamps. I really love this track. Lots of Sid and massive drums. It's the Last Ninja Wilderness theme remixed by Sherman.
We'll be right back.
That one goes out to Elman, who requested it. But he didn't have to, as it was in the playlist anyway, because it kicks ass. The next track was produced for The Last Ninja Returns, the completely new Last Ninja adventure being produced for the Xbox, PS2 and all that jazz. But it looks like this version won't ever see the light of day. Duh-oh. Here's some of the bloody nice music from it, which was produced by Torok Zoltan.
We'll be right back.
back to Last Ninja 2 on the Commodore 64 now, here's a damn fine dance remix of the Basement Theme, produced by Dave Bribe. Oh yeah, baby! I'll just put my glow sticks away. My nunchuckers. Staying with Last Ninja 2 for the moment, did you know Matt Gray managed to sneak some music by Tangerine Dream into the game? The superb theme for the mansion level, which you can hear in the background, actually covers the start of Alchemy of the Heart by Tangerine Dream. Here's a snippet of the original version for you. Matt was obviously a bit of a Tangerine Dream fan, as the music from the Office level was a cover of the track Midnight in Tula. The original version reminds me of some of the chase music from the Terminator movie. Here's an extract from the original Tangerine Dream version. Here's an extract from the... This next track is from the Binary Zone audio tape range, an odd little tape called Echoes from the Past, which I produced with Tonka years ago. It was filled with SID tracks which Tonka ran through his reverb unit, giving them a nice echoey feel. So here's the Last Ninja 3 fire level theme from the Echoes from the Past tape. Time for the penultimate track now. This is a nice and siddy remix of the Mansion theme by Slumgood. I wanted to include this in the show as there's a gorgeous bit near the end, complete with Tweety Birdsong, which I like a lot. Take it away, Slumgood. Get it? Take away? Ninja? Chinese? Oh, get me coat. Okay, we're now at the end of this specially extended One Man and His Mic show, and I've saved a corking track to end with. Coming up is a section from the fantastic Last Ninja credits track, produced by Marcus Schneider. It's a bit too long to feature the whole track here, but you can download the whole thing from remix.qued.org. See you in the next show, which promises to be spectacular!
ごめんなさい、兄さん。